Hello and welcome to Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach's Sunday Celebration Service. This message was recorded on January 25th, 2015, and is given by our special speaker, Reverend Sandy Godwin.
Good morning, Hope Chapel. Welcome. Thank you for being here. It is my pleasure to introduce my friend. This year we've been talking about life teams, and this lady is the queen of life teams. She served here at Hope Chapel for between 7 and 8 years with her husband in mini church. They served on the council. They served in women's ministries. You name it, they were there. And she's been a great example in my life. She was present at the birth of my children. Talk about a life team. And we have the honor of welcoming her home to her original life team, and we're all about to be blessed by our sister and our friend and my girl, Sandra Godwin.
Hey, let's pray and we'll get into the word. Lord, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your family. We thank you, God, that your purpose and plans for us are good, and they are to prosper us and give us a great future and hope. Father, I pray you bless the word today and help us to apply it to our lives, Lord. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to share with you from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You probably don't even need to open your Bible because it's on every bathroom wall in the Christian homes. But you can if you want to. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. What a great verse, huh? This year has been a very difficult year for us because Don's had so many health issues. We found out early on in the year that he had a heart problem, which we thought, oh, well, he's, you know, getting older. That stuff happens. It actually was a birth defect that he's had his whole life that we didn't know about. So he had to have a pacemaker put in. And then because his veins are so good, because we're doing those green drinks, and let me tell you, they're amazing. He has no blockages of arteries at all, which was awesome to hear. All that testing, and they said, oh, everything's good. Clean as a whistle. Praise the Lord. But since he was so good, they said, you're great for a medical study. We'd like to put in another device, which is actually approved in Europe, and it's going to help your heart shrink because his heart had gotten enlarged from the birth defect. So we did that. And then he got this MRSA thing. So it's been a year of health challenges. There's, you know, the preparation for surgery, the actual surgery, the recovery from the surgery, the next surgery. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. So during that time, God has had to readjust our plans and what we're doing. And this verse has never been more alive to me than it has in this last year, and particularly in these last few months. We have plans. When we went down to Mexico, we thought we're going to start this church, and within 6 months, we'll be running 300. We will be the church to attend. Everyone knows pride comes before fall. Okay, I know. But I was pretty excited. But when we started the church, no one came. We didn't have a single convert till month number 4. And then that was a Spanish guy, a Mexican. And we were there to start an English church to reach the expats, the whiteys. I was like, Lord, what are you doing? These plans are different than what we thought were going to happen. But each service, I would stand up in church, and the kids would be behind with Don to lead worship. We prepared all the lyrics and everything like you do, and I'd get up and I'd say, good morning, Hope Chapel Rosarito. It is so good to see you this morning. And there wasn't a soul in the room. And then I'd put the mic down and run down and sit by the projector so I could switch the lyrics so that I knew what we were singing because I was the only one there. How many of you know God's plans are sometimes different than your own plans? So my own understanding said if you put up signs and you hand out flyers and you advertise in the paper, if you're talking it up at all the American bars, if you are out there with your teams that you guys have sent, I don't even know how many times, and you are evangelizing, telling people about Jesus, of course your church will be full. But it wasn't. But you know what we did? We learned to not lean on our own understanding. And we called into being what we knew God had told us was going to happen. So we would have Wednesday night prayer, which Don and I attended. And we would stand in that church, and I remember saying to the north, the south, the east, and west, bring them in, Lord. Bring them in. See, when you trust in the Lord with your whole heart, that means in the Hebrew that you are fully laying down. It's like going to your mama's house with a crisis, and what it's the first thing you do, you go to her bedroom and you lay on her bed and you spill your guts. That is what trusting in the Lord is like. It's like going to the foot of the cross and saying, here's my stuff. Here's my stuff. Do you guys have stuff? Dude, life is full of stuff. And if you say you don't have stuff, I don't believe you. Come see Donna. So when you are trusting in the Lord, you are leaning fully on him. Everything that you are, all of your weight, fully trusting in the Lord. Then the verse says, lean not on your own understanding. That's a tricky one. That's tricky because it implies you have understanding, and don't we all have our own understanding? Boy, I've got life figured out. I wake up in the morning, I make a list for the list that I have to list. We have a whiteboard in our house that is, every morning, you'll see my scriptures on the video. I write a scripture down. That's our scripture for the day. Every morning, that board is filled from top to bottom with lists of lists of lists. That's my understanding. And we have now coined the phrase in Mexico, there's the day you plan and the day you get. Because Mexico is not exactly a list-making place. But your own understanding is just that. God gives you the ability to figure things out. He does. He gave you a brain, thank the Lord. Sometimes some brains are smaller than others, but God gave you a brain to figure things out. But what he is saying in lean not on your own understanding is that you are leaning. He gave you a brain to figure out right and wrong, yes. But you need to lean on the Lord sometimes when you're dealing with the stuff. And then the third word is acknowledge. Acknowledge means you are an intimate understanding. You are an intimate understanding. Don and I have been together 30 years. I know. I married at 3. We have been married 28 years. I know every joke that Don is ever going to say. You ladies know what I'm talking about. I know how he's going to answer the question before I ask the question, and that's why I ask it a certain way. Again, you ladies understand. That is acknowledging someone. That means you have knowledge, deep, abiding understanding of that person. So when it's saying, in all your ways acknowledge him, that means you know who you're dealing with. The only way you know who you're dealing with in Jesus is when you are in the Word, when you have time speaking with him, when you are praying and seeking his face every day. That is how you acknowledge the Lord in your stuff. When you stop acknowledging and you quit leaning, and when you quit trusting, leaning fully on the Lord, that's when stuff gets jacked up. That's when stuff becomes so unbearable, you can't speak about it. All you can do is cry. But when you trust in the Lord fully, lay fully at the feet of the cross, let me tell you, there is nothing that you cannot share with the Lord. There is nothing. I don't care what you have done. There is nothing that you cannot lay fully at the feet of the cross. And the beautiful thing is the Lord will pick it up. Don always says the problem with a living sacrifice, which we are called to be, is that we keep crawling off the altar. A dead sacrifice, great, they lay there. Living sacrifice, we get up and walk away. We go shopping at Nordstrom's. We look at all the self-help stuff, and then we say, oh, okay, now we'll go back to the Lord. Oh, wait, he's not fixing it fast enough. We will get back up. And we'll lean on some of our Christian beliefs, but we will hold on to our own understanding. I encourage you, church, in your walk with the Lord, trust fully in him. He cares for you. And when you will trust and lean not on your own stuff, lean not on your own understanding, and when you will fully acknowledge him in all of your ways, that means in your marriage, your kids, your job, your finances, all of your illnesses, all of those things that are hard to trust, all that stuff that you carry with you, when you will acknowledge him and know what his word says and listen to what you know he wants you to do, when you will receive that and grab onto that and walk that and live that, then here comes the great news. He will make your paths straight. We live in Mexico. There are no straight roads. I don't know if there is a road in Mexico that doesn't have at least 3 potholes. I don't know if there is a road that doesn't have tumbleweeds, mud, people. Even on the freeway, they cross right in the middle. There's no such thing as a crosswalk. It's a dangerous place for that reason. You got to be alert. You got to be on your stuff. Believe me, I can appreciate straight roads. We come through that border, and I'm like, America, the beautiful. It's amazing on this side of the border. You know what happens when your road is made straight? You don't look for people crossing in the middle of the freeway. You don't have to swerve and nearly give your family whiplash to avoid the 3-foot pothole in front of you that just showed up the night before. You don't have to swerve and adjust and not know what you're doing. See, God wants that for you. He doesn't want you to waste your life swerving to avoid. He wants you fully trusting. He wants you to fully lean on him for understanding. And he wants you to fully acknowledge him and know him in an intimate and deep way so that you know and you can trust that he is who he says he is and he will do what he says he will do because you are walking an intimate relationship with him. I am my beloved's and he is mine. That's what the scripture says. It's time to lay your stuff down, friends. Your shoulders are not big enough to carry it. Your heart cannot sustain that amount of stuff. So I encourage you today, and I'm speaking to myself today, lay that stuff at the foot of the cross and fully trust him with it, would you? God has such great plans for this church. And by this church, I mean you. I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about the people of God. He wants to use you. He wants to repurpose you. And the thing that the enemy thought he had, he wants to reclaim it. So I promise you today, you could trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not part, all of it. And he will not disappoint you. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you are faithful God. You are who you say you are. You do what you say you'll do. And we thank you, Father, that your purpose and plans for us are good. And according to Jeremiah 29:11, they are to prosper us. They are to grow us. They are to give us a great future and hope. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, according to Hebrews 13:8. And we thank you, Father, that the same God that delivered people in the Bible is the same God that we worship today and will deliver us of our stuff today. So, Father, today I pray for this church that they will fully trust in you, Lord, whatever the stuff is, broken marriages, children that are far from you, financial issues, health issues, whatever it is, God, we trust, Lord, that as they lean not on their own understanding, but lean into you, Lord, that you will make their paths straight according to your word. and that this church will be a church that is vibrant, that is loving and giving and sending and healthy. We thank you, Lord, for this church. What a blessing they are to the nations. What a blessing they are to their community. Father, we pray that you would do a mighty work in and through this church. And we give you thanks in advance, knowing that you will complete the work that you start. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, church. We love you so, so much.
Amen.
What a great word. Whew. You know, trusting in the Lord. Difficult thing, is it not? Trusting in God. I don't know how many times I've walked down a path and say, yeah, I'm trusting you, God, trusting you, God. I'm going to do this thing. And then God says to me, is that really what I've called you to do? Are you building an Isaac or an Ishmael? I've built too many Ishmaels in my life. I don't know about you. But trusting in God and then leaning on him, leaning into him. Say, God, I'm going to walk the path you've called for me. And I'm going to lean into you because that's the direction that you're calling me to. And then I'm going to acknowledge you in the good times and the bad times. It's great and it's easy to acknowledge God in the easy times. But man, in those tough times, we cry out, God, where are you? We all do that. Instead of acknowledging that God is still in control, he still has that covenant with each of us individually and corporately. You know, the Bible says, a faithful man who can find. And I look at Don and Sandy and I look at their family and I think, man, God has done some incredible things, because they were willing to go and be faithful in what God had called them to do. And I hope and pray that all of us can walk with that kind of willingness and that kind of trust and that kind of faith in our own individual lives. We may not all be called to go to Rosarito, Mexico and, you know, dump all of our furniture and everything else and just start out again. I don't know if that's a calling for everybody. But every individual in this room has a specific calling that God says, this is where I want you to go. This is the path I want you to walk on, and here are the steps you're to take. The Bible says, if we'll trust him, he will establish our steps. He will establish our steps. You know, man plans in his heart. Don't we all get plans? But God will determine our steps. He will establish them. He will make that step firm if we're willing to follow him and seek him. If we're willing to follow him and seek him. Years ago, when I first got married, realizing that I had a wife to take care of. Now, it wasn't just me, carefree, young, single guy. I had a wife to take care of. And I remember starting down a career path, thinking, oh, this is what I want to do. And God spoke to me one morning. I was a week away from leaving and going into this training. And the Lord says, are you going to do this your way or my way? And man, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was living my own life. I wasn't trusting God. I wasn't following him. And I made that decision that day. You know what? I'm going all for you, all out, 110%. That's not to say I've not had a few side roads that I've gone on. I have. But my heart has always been to seek God and to trust him. And I know for many of you, it's the same thing. Trusting God, following after him. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for Sandy and Don. Thank you for their kids. Thank you for their faithfulness, Lord, and their willingness to step out and follow the path and purpose that you have for their lives, Lord. And help us, Lord. Let that be an inspiration to all of us in our various callings, to trust you, Lord, to trust in you, to lean into you and not on our own understanding. And then finally, to acknowledge all things in life come from you. Every good and perfect gift comes from you, Lord, and we know that, and we receive that today. So help us as we go forward, Lord. Help us to be a blessing to the Godwins today. And Father, help us to continue the journey that you set us on. For your word says that you will complete the work that you began in us. And we receive that today. We're thankful for this, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let me just say one more thing. If you have a prayer request, you have a need, we're going to have our prayer teams up in front. I'd invite you forward right now if you would. And please feel free to come up. Let them pray for you. Give Donna your name so that she doesn't go for months without knowing who you are. Okay? But please feel free to come up and partake. This is what we do. We're a family, right? We're a church family. This is what we do. We minister one to another. So feel free to come on up. Okay? Thank you for coming today. Thank you for hearing this great word from Sandy. She'll be at the door, and then you can drop your missions offerings in the baskets on your way out. You're dismissed.
You've been listening to Hope Chapel Huntington Beach's Sunday Celebration Service. If you'd like to hear more of our messages, or if you're interested in finding out more about Hope Chapel Huntington Beach, then please visit our website at hopechapelhb.org.